Do you have any idea how many people are coming into Atchison for this?
Not really. Not really. We do the Amelia Earhart Festival every year, and this we've done 21 years, and we say we get probably 30 to 35,000 people for that each year. So we're kind of planning for that type of influx because we kind of know how to do that. So we've kind of used that as our template and say, let's say we're going to have that many people and plan it, and hopefully we'll be close.
Your events are taking place at the Amelia Earhart Airport, right?
Some are at the airport. Benedictine College actually is here, and they have all-day events happening up on the campus as well. And then we have Benedictine Sisters here as well, and so they're doing a retreat-style event on their campus. So those are the three main events. And then we have a lot of people that are just going to come to town because we're a great viewing place, and we've got 2 minutes and 19 seconds of totality, and they're coming to our parks. Coming to the riverfront, and other places that we probably don't even know.
Where will the president of the Atchison Chamber of Commerce be located during the solar eclipse?
I will be at the airport for a couple of reasons. We will have an information booth and some eclipse merchandise out there, if there's any left. And we also, last fall, acquired a Lockheed L-10E, which is the only remaining aircraft that is identical to the one Amelia Earhart was flying when she disappeared. So it is in a private hangar at the moment, waiting on us to build a museum. So we will have that open during the day because it's not open at all times for public viewing.
Is it free to go to the airport, or are you charging admission?
They were selling parking passes for $10. So $10 for your car, and then I guess if you want to load it up and see how many people you can poke in there, it'd be pretty cheap per person.
I assume that all the hotels and B&Bs in Atchison are chock full.
Everything is full. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We actually had people out here at the Visitor Center on Thursday that were already in town for the eclipse. So we're building a brand new Holiday Inn Express, and they tried so hard to get it open but couldn't quite make it. So it's going to be another 2 or 3 weeks before they open. But, yeah, everything is full.
Is your house full? I'm just curious.
It is. It is. Absolutely. And it's funny. I have a really good friend, and she said people keep calling, and I just finally said, you know, you can come, but my beds are full.
There's no room at the inn at Jackie's house.
There is no room at the inn, but you're certainly welcome to sleep on the floor. So there are a lot of full houses in town. We had a lot of people who'd say, you know, I can rent out my house. And we told them all, then you need to go to Airbnb because we're not going to be responsible, you know, for handling private things. And everybody, as soon as they posted on Airbnb, it filled up. So it's crazy.
Do you know if the local police department or the Atchison County Sheriff's Department is beefing up between Sunday and Monday just for traffic control and whatnot?
Absolutely, they are. We had several meetings for logistics and included, obviously, the sheriff and the police, but our emergency management people, our hospital people, our schools who decided as we got closer and closer to just dismiss school. So, yes, they have put together a plan for traffic control and hope to have everything under control. You know, we're just telling people if you're going to the airport, you need to go early. I think they're going to open at 7:30, and they'll have a speaker out there at 9:30 that came from the Vatican. Earlier is better.
Some expert from the Vatican. Talk about that.
Yeah, they actually are sending several people. Again, we're fortunate to have Benedictine College in town, and so they have sent some people over that are astronomers, and they are speaking at Benedictine, as well as one is going out to the airport to speak. You know, it's a gift dropped in our lap. It's our opportunity to shine. And so our goal for Monday is to make everybody feel welcome in Atchison County. And hopefully they'll have a great time and want to come back and see us again. It's fun to welcome visitors anytime. But like I said, this is just kind of a gift that was dropped in our lap. And we don't really know how many people are going to be here. But we're going to do our best to make sure they have a good time.